Hey, party people. This is Alan from the Nerdy Laundry Podcast.
And this is Nick. I run capesandcartridges.com.
Woo!
I'm Mike. I'm the trucking nerd. Some might know me as Labrin.
Why you call the trucking nerd, Mike?
Because I do a podcast here on Capes and Cartridges called The Trucking Nerd.
And a Twitter. Yay!
That too.
What we're doing here, I guess we're having a special crossover episode. This is actually going to be a nerdy nugget.
I've never been on Nerdy Laundry before.
Well, I know, but this is weird because it's going to be primarily focused on you, but it's not a truck and nerd. So this is going to be another nerdy nugget from the Nerdy Laundry Podcast. Just a quick little podcast. Last week,
it a Little Dinkers podcast?
Well, then that would explain we'd have to explain what Little Dinkers is. Can you explain it quickly? We're on the clock here.
It was just a nickname thrown at me.
One of Mike's nicknames.
Ricky called me Little Dinkers to one day.
Little Dinkers. Okay. Anyway, so this is a quick...
Took so long to explain. Go.
Yes. Last week, we treated you to part two of The Nerd Path, which we talked about our five nerdy things that really got us into what we're into today. And Mike was out of town for that episode, didn't get to be on it. But it was his discussion question, and I said, Mike, let's get your five things, and let's throw it into a nerdy nugget, which I guess is also a crossover, even though all of us are
It's all the in-between.
All of us collectively are on all the podcasts.
You got the big pebbles in life, that's your podcasts and your articles, and then we got these little nerdy nuggets. They're the little sand that fills up the glass.
Wow.
Or have you never heard that?
Wow. I have heard that, yes. Yeah.
Man, my wiener just puckered hearing that. No.
Puckered?
Anyway, we're on the clock. Here, Mike. Give us the top five things that started you down the nerd path.
Just five?
just five.
Well, I did the five, and then I was going them down through a... funnel them through, but say the first one, if we're going to call me out as a nerd, actually we'll start from the bottom up. Movies and anything cinematic, be it a cartoons and all the like. Love it.
Everyone's always specific?
Plenty, but the quick hand first is, as much as everyone's like, oh, I hate this one, I hate that one, look at any older movie. Stuff's only getting better. I hate it when people get jaded. Even if it wasn't my favorite movie, I might not watch it again, but I still love every movie I've ever seen. Except one, Open Water. I fell asleep to that thing three times. And
how long was that movie?
I don't know. It was a lifetime for me. I was in fucking military training. So, you know, I could watch this movie or I could be doing push-ups and cleaning a weapon and not doing shit else. And I'd rather be doing not shit else than watching this movie. I fell asleep three times.
Wow.
Three times. Every time I wake up, oh, something happening? No.
Mike, I forgot to tell you, I don't know if it's the same director or not, but we saw a trailer for a movie called Gravity.
Oh, God.
That looks like the same thing as Open Water, but it's in space. I'm going to have to show you the trailer.
Yeah, he just goes, hey, this is... Post is documentary, you fucker. It's not an entertaining movie. Gosh.
All right, so just general...
Be an hero.
General
do the
movies,
internet a favor.
Can I ask you really quick what movie you nerded out about the most? Anything in particular?
There can never be just one. I'm not Highlander. I can knock it down to three categories, though. The first stuff there that definitely hit me in the brain there, not in theaters, but saying on VHS stuff, science fiction stuff, Star Wars, Star Trek, and then that then later led out to, though not movies, but the games of Fallout and anything dystopian future, fucking love it.
Nice.
Because Star Wars for me was the all, oh, hey, this is sci-fi, but also, you know, there's the Force and all this fantasy aspect stuff, too, because one of the other big categories of mine was D&D, but we'll get to that. But then, so science fiction, love it. Comedy, I grew up. My brain started developing amongst the whole Ace Ventura, Tommy Boy, Happy Gilmore.
Your brain started developing then.
Well, I swear, I don't have much of a memory till before seven. I don't, and it could be head force trauma because I had to it.
And maybe too many head blunts.
just too many blunts.
No, I fell out of a car when I was five, and I was on a rowing machine when I was three, and apparently. Went backwards and had a spike hit me in the back of the head.
That
so I got
explains oh. so much.
Yeah, could be. And I was born in Australia. I'm upside down. What can
there
you say?
There we go, too. Yeah. But he's backwards.
Love comedy. Anything entertaining. That's why, you know.
He wears his pants like crisscross.
That's right.
Sorry.
I'll make you jump. And then animated. Love animated stuff. Like Titan AE. Disney stuff, even though, hey, I'm not so much a kid, Disney's still great. I still think the first era, when stuff was actually, you know, things could be darker and a bit scarier, it was still great because that made, you know, the endings all much more. Things are so much friendlier now. They're getting more creative and stuff, but still, there seems to be either, it could be for the adults watching it too, but there seems to be elements of other stuff where it's like, I can't help thinking, like, why is this in here? Or, okay, that was a little out of place, or, you know, oh, look, this horse has got an attitude. And,
you know, can you give me a specific example?
Nothing.
What's your favorite old school Disney movie?
Well, because I'm trying to remember, Disney is also the... Was Disney also Muppets, right?
Not originally, I don't think. But I mean, they are now, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go animated.
One of my favorite old school anime ones... Well, yes, that I still watch and stuff today that led into one of my other categories and stuff. I guess I did movies and cartoons. Two different. Robin Hood.
Okay.
I watched shit out of that.
Yeah, loved it. Because that one started
off with me. Can you do the song for
me?
Can you do the song for me?
Nice.
Good job. Yes. Good job, us.
Love it. Because that one, too, they had, like, old English ones. There was one I had to watch back. I bet no one's ever fucking done except me, because I'll listen to commentaries and other stuff, too. Where I put on subtitles. Because King John makes a joke in Latin. No kid's gonna fucking catch that. I went back. Yeah, because he says... Because when Little John is in disguise as the Duke and he goes into that one, he says stuff in Latin, and he's like, you took the words right out of my mouth, PJ. I went back to find out what the fuck it was. I can't remember it now off the back of my head, but I'm like...
Off the back of your head.
Yeah, well, as we know why. Put on too many blunt force trauma. But let's...
Blunt force trauma.
Yeah. my grandma. But, you know... That's what I said.
Mike is drinking a NOS right now. He's very hyperactive. I just wanted to point that, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie. That was a really good one.
I just like that we did that song.
There's great stuff, because
there's
nothing about
that
one.
Jungle Book, though. That was always my favorite.
It's all right. It was serious. No, well, like I said, I liked it. There was great controversy. You almost seemed dead at the end. There was much darker tone to Disney, but it also, it turns out in the end for good and stuff like that, which is always great. But there's, you know, you got to get into this deep despair stuff. Half the town is thrown in the fucking jail and stuff like that. It's like, man, things really suck. But Robin Hood still pulls it through and nearly dies doing it.
No, it used to
and
be way darker.
You, yeah.
Like fucking
that
Alice
shows
in
you
Wonderland.
The heroic stuff. Yeah.
That was super dark.
The Snow White fucking witch gets struck by lightning and falls to her death. It's Little Mermaid. You know,
even fucking like Aladdin.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of dark too.
All this stuff there, yeah. They're about to, you know, the penalty for stealing and jazz. Yeah. About to get like,
I think we brought it up one of the earlier episodes of the podcast. It's like the light stuff gets lighter and the dark stuff gets darker.
Everything's polarized.
Yeah.
No one can have a happy medium because that means you would have to have some understanding. Apparently, I can figure that out with all the blunt force trauma that I've had, but no, not today's Americans.
Talking about your blunt force trauma.
Yeah. But
sorry, I don't know where I am. Yeah. I had too much blunt force trauma as a kid. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Robin Hood definitely probably still in my top 10 movies I'd watch forever and ever. Yeah. And Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The best Christmas Carol there can ever be. And why? Because it's with Muppets.
Kermit the Frog.
I like the other. I remember liking the other Muppet Christmas one as a kid. I forget what it's called. I think it's just called like a Muppet Christmas or something where they all go to like someone's house.
I don't know that one. Sesame Street.
No, well, the Fraggles were on there too, but
that was Sesame Street.
Was it? No, it was the Muppet. It was a Muppet Family.
Well, it was. They had both sides. It was the Muppets and Sesame Street all joined together because
that
Big
sounds
Bird,
right.
Everyone
yeah,
because
Big
yeah.
Bird was yeah, yeah. There we go.
It was a whole amalgamation, but
it's Puppet Christmas.
Yeah, so Muppets, Christmas. Robin Hood, Sword in the Stone, where he kept
That's
changing him
one.
And animal stuff there, and Looney Tunes. That goes into my thing. Cartoons. We're humans. I've got a creative mind. We're humans. We can be boring. But so when they take shows like, all right, we got this show. Let's make it animated, or let's make it animals, or let's make it Muppets, you know. You can still show the emotion, and you focus more on people's expressions or their or the sound in their voice more than you can hear with people. Because with people, we can ramp it totally up. We were just watching. We were at a place eating, and there was some fucking shit on the Disney Channel where it's live action, and the kid was just, Oh, he was getting pat on the head. So what could he do? One of my other favorite movies, Dodgeball, a kid gets his hair rustled, and just for a split second, he gives kind of a pissed off look. He's then, oh, but I'm supposed to be a little kid in the 50s. So then he goes back to smiling. But, you know, he's like, I want to fucking punch this guy. You know, small little, you know, passive aggressive, funny jabs. The kid could have done that in this one. What did he do? No. He was hopping up and down in his chair like, oh, yes, the fucking lunch lady's really patting his head that much. Oh, it's hilarious.
As you said, I'm pretty sure that show is called Some Fucking Shit.
Some
Disney
Fucking
Channel.
Shit. Fifth season on Disney.
Disney Channel presents.
All right, we're on the clock.
Disney's,
what else we got?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
All right. So, yeah, Looney Tunes, various stuff like that. Also, I mean, Bucky O'Hare, one of my favorite cartoons. And then that takes to the whole furry side. But getting out of everything anime and stuff like that, let's go to the other half of the nerd stuff. D&D. I've been playing stuff since I was 11 or 12.
Playing D&D since you're 11 or 12?
Yes.
Really?
Somewhere in there, yeah. We had a neighbor's friend. Her uncle played games. Then I had found some stuff, and I was reading up on it. I tried hosting some games. When I was in Boy Scouts at one of our camping grounds there, I had run my first ever D&D campaign. And everyone fucking loved
it.
I couldn't remember. I didn't have any of the books with me, so I had to commit from memory and was writing stuff down on scrap pieces of paper we had so we could still actually play. The only thing I remembered was some dice. And so we were literally just playing, you know, D&D. And everyone was great because everything's imagination, stuff like that. Like I said, I love creativity. Everything's fucking stonewalled and polarized nowadays. Well, most of you suck. Not you listeners. I'm talking about people in Hollywood.
This just did. Most of you suck.
Well, then.
Be creative. Oh, my gosh. Everything, it's... Some guys still have it. You want to know why you still see, like, they keep giving the same, you know, Michael Bay or Christopher Nolan. There's only a few people get it because apparently only a few people have a fucking imagination.
Wait,
and glimpse there.
Were you saying Michael Bay and Christopher Nolan are the imaginative ones, or, like, are you saying that they're the only ones making movies? I'm just curious where you're standing.
You're taking
with
away
both
from
D&D.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, and I was done with it. Because I'm moving on. I can be creative like that. I don't have to keep repeating, spinning my wheels, even though I'm a trucking nerd. Games!
It's kicking in.
Well, you're putting me on a time limit.
True. It's a nugget.
Movies, cartoons, D&D, board and video games. Those are two separate ones there, because you got the video games. Video games stemmed from Mario Brothers, the very first one for Nintendo. That was my first one playing. I remember
Super Mario Brothers or just Mario Brothers?
Well, Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Okay. Not the pipe one. No. the one where you actually had to go through levels.
Gotcha.
I used to use the warp pipes. I could never get all the way to the Bowser's castle. I always died in his castle. I had gone back and actually beaten it.
Nice.
I remember the big old 8-1 world where you had to jump. There's this big fucking jump you had to leap. Because back in Nintendo days, stuff was challenging. There's no, here's a tutorial, let's walk your hand. No, it's you can do it, you play enough till you can do it, or you fucking suck and give up.
It was also only two buttons.
Wow, right, on two buttons. Hey, there's a lot
you do it. You either do it, or you fucking suck and you give up. That's it.
And then you watch somebody else do it, and then you can still enjoy the game even though you don't have to play it. Super Nintendo and that. Though, favorite Nintendo game also, besides the cartoon, Bucky O'Hare. I still have it. It's the only Nintendo game I still own.
What the hell happened to the rest of them?
I don't give them away. I don't care. I beat those games. Bucky O'Hare, I'll go back and play over and over again. Because even though it had only two buttons, you had five characters you could swap between, you all had powers, and you had to go through it. And it's the only game that got it right. Yes, you had lives, but if you died, you went back to the stage, you had infinite continues, you could keep trying. None of this start all the way back from the beginning. No, that's bullshit.
Yeah,
you can grind through.
I'm fucking glad that they stopped doing that with video games. Like, finally, they were like, hey, a lot of people aren't having fun with video games because they always have to restart. They don't get very far. Yeah.
Then that's why you got passwords and stuff like that. Which you even had passwords, too, in case you wanted to come back. You had to shut it off. But then Super Nintendo came along, still fun platforming games, which is why a lot of people aren't forgetting that. It's all these, visual and shit like that. No, we're doing, you know, we want fucking gameplay, you assholes, and not shitty patchwork. All right. Then I went to Xbox, Dynasty Warriors, Battlefront, all that fun stuff. Board games. Started off with Monopoly and Risk. Fun, simple, by pure fucking chance. Then I kept winning too much. And I'm like, let's try something else. Then I finally played Access and Allies with some of you guys in high school. That made me get to a more strategy-wise one. And then I started learning, you know what, I just like playing games for the fun of it, which now I would do like Settlers of Catan, Battlestar Galactica, and I even start making up my own games. So it went from pure chance, actually learning some strategy, but when I used to win all the time, everyone would always just think, oh, you're just cheating. It's like, no, it's because I have a strategy. So then I branched out to other strategic games and found more challenging opponents, just like you're supposed to do with chess. Except chess, every move is promised ahead of time. So it's like, fuck that game then.
What do you mean?
I still want to, because they've got a book. If this is every move, this is everything that could happen in chess. Fuck that. No, I still want some randomness. Some people hate that. I love it.
Well, that's what D&D's for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can still got some creativity, but it can still go anywhere because you still got the random chance involved in there. So you could still do the same thing over and over. Replayability, gameplay, people. Love it. If it's good enough to make it a second time, then do it a second time.
That's what I say about everything.
And that's because it's good enough, not because this made money the first time, let's redo it, asshole Hollywood. So
asshole Hollywood.
That's what I call it.
So, damn, that's about, we're pretty much right on time.
Recap,
for this episode.
Movies, cartoons, video games, board games, D&D. I'm a nerd.
I just think it's really funny that when we did the other podcast, we talked about specific things, and you kind of didn't.
I don't, like I said, there is
you just love it all.
Well, I'm sure if I try to keep dicing it down, but you guys saw me here, I've got 3 pages where I'm trying to dice it down.
Yeah.
But I take a little bit of everything. I know I have favorites. I know I have all that stuff. But the whole thing is, I'm not polarized by just, oh, he'll love this. Yeah.
You're one of my friends who, I mean, Nick is as well. I have a lot of great friends. But no, both of you guys like are pretty much, you guys are down for anything usually.
Yeah.
Like as long as it doesn't totally suck, you'll be like, yeah, let's give it a shot.
I don't know.
So I think that's kind of why Mike's like, oh, hey, I'm just going to talk about all these things.
Yeah.
So
comment if you want me to go into further detail on any of that shit.
Really quick, we all got to do one. We're just about out of time, but in the next 20 seconds, do you have an honorable mention that didn't make your list, that was just above, that was number 6?
That I wrote on my list and stuff like that. I didn't mention up. I loved like the Animaniacs, Looney Tunes and stuff, the old cartoon stuff. I loved that stuff.
Okay.
Far more entertaining than most of Drivel today.
Drivel.
The ball is red. The ball is red.
That's Mike's new show he's developing, in case you missed that on a previous episode. The ball is red. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for giving us a nugget of your nerdiness. Those were Mike's top 5 things that he...
Titan
that,
AE.
...that started him down the
Treasure
nerd
point.
Path. Again, we say, what 5 things started you down the nerd path?
Captain Picard.
That was another one for you?
No, but I'm saying people are wondering, well, I thought I heard Star Trek in there. Picard.
Okay. Fair enough.
Over Kirk.
Fair enough.
Fuck your green women. He's got class.
And a bald head.
Damn right. Wears it with a proud smile.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening to this Nerdy Nugget from the Nerdy Laundry Podcast on capesandcartridges.com. We're on iTunes. Hit the subscribe button. Hit us up on Twitter at Capes and Carts, and we're also on Facebook.
Number one, if I told you Commander Horse said looked like a fanny, would you join me in a laugh?
What?
Yeah, I could get on that. Okay, here it comes. Commander Worf's head looks like a fanny.
I couldn't remember what the
suck
next.
My ridges. Oh, get a sense of humor, Rocky Dennis.
Oh, God. It's Family Guy, I'm guessing.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess.
Family Guy.
I guess
American
on that,
Dad.
I guess on that Family
Futurama.
Guy
Futurama.
Stop talking. We have to end this episode. All right. Thanks a lot for listening, you guys. We'll be back next week with a longer one.
Love
you. Well, this week.
That's what
whatever. Next time it's going to be a longer episode.
Because it'll be a different man.
Catch you guys later.
Yeah.